Once again, hello everyone. Mike and Kim along with you on The Good Stuff and the final day of 2024.
Tick tock, tick tock.
It is ticking away. Happy New Year's Eve, everybody, from Mike and Kim at The Good Stuff and, of course, from Tri-State Livestock News. Immerse yourself in the world of ranching with Tri-State Livestock News. With comprehensive coverage on cattle, horses, rodeo, and all things agriculture, it's what ranchers read at Tri-State Livestock News. They're, of course, out of Belle Fourche, South Dakota, and they want to wish everyone a very happy New Year.
Also with those wishes, they come from WW Tire Service. They have 8 locations across central and eastern South Dakota. Shane and all the crew wish all of you safe travel as we're kind of wrapping up the holiday season and a happy, happy 2025.
Also from Rick and Lynn Shippey out of Shippey Realty in Winter, South Dakota, if you're buying, selling, or auctioning off land, well, you need to talk to Rick and Lynn. And they want to wish you a very happy New Year. Today on The Good Stuff, I was going to feature something from S. Omar Barker from Rawhide Rhymes back in about 1966. And it's fitting for this time of the year, Cowboys New Year's Resolutions. As one who's been a cowhand since the Wildcats learned to spit, I've made some resolutions for the coming year. To wit, resolve to ride a shorter day and sleep a longer night. To never come to breakfast till the sun is shining bright. To draw top hand's wages when they're due or quit the job. And hunt a wealthy widow or an easy bank to rob. Resolve to quit the wagon when the chuck ain't up to snuff. To feed no more on bullet beans nor chaw on beef that's tough. Resolve to straddle nothing in the line of a saddle mount that ain't plumb easy gated, gentle broke, and of some account. Resolve that when it blizzards and their stock out in the storm, to let the owner worry while I stay in where it's warm. Resolve that when it comes my turn next spring to ride the bogs, I'll don the bib and tucker of my own town and Sunday togs, and tell the boss by gravies, if he craves to shed some blood, just try and make me smear him tailin' moo cows from the mud. Resolve that when a thunderhead comes rolling up in the sky, I'll lope in off my circle to the bunkhouse where it's dry. Resolve to do such roping as a roping cowhand must, but never when the air ain't free from cattle trampled dust. Resolve to show no hosses, be resolved to swim no cricks, resolve no dead cow skinning, and resolve no fixin' fence. Resolve to swing no pitchfork, no pickaxe, no axe, no spade. Resolve to wear my whiskers if I want to in a braid. Resolve to take this new year plenty easy, through and through, instead of sweating heavy, like I've always used to do. As one who's been a cowhand since before who laid the chunk, it may sound like I'm local, or it may sound like I'm drunk. To make such resolutions, as you see upon my list, and others pert near like 'em, that my memory may have missed. But gosh, they sound so pleasant to a son of a saddle sweat. And New Year's resolutions, well, I never kept one yet. So why make resolutions that bring furrows to your brow? Let's make them free and fancy, because we'll just bust them anyhow. From S. Omar Barker and Rawhide Rhymes, today on The Good Stuff.
Here's a recipe for the new year. Actually, it's for a happy new year. It's anonymous, so I'm not sure who wrote it. Take 12 fine, full-grown months. See that these are thoroughly free from old memories of bitterness, rancor, and hate. Cleanse them completely from every clinging spite. Pick off all specks of pettiness and littleness. In short, see that these months are freed from all the past. Have them fresh and clean as when they first came from the great storehouse of time. Cut these months into 30 or 31 equal parts. Do not attempt to make up the whole batch at one time. So many persons spoil the entire lot this way, but prepare one day at a time. Into each day put equal parts of faith, patience, courage, work. Some people omit this ingredient and so spoil the flavor of the rest. Add hope, fidelity, kindness, rest. Leaving this out is like leaving the oil out of the salad dressing. Don't do it. Prayer, meditation, and one well-selected resolution. Put in about 1 teaspoon of good spirits, a dash of fun, a pinch of folly, a sprinkling of play, and a heaping cupful of good humor.
That sounds like a good recipe.
That's what I thought.
And, of course, a happy new year from Shane and all of the crew at Safe Driving for the Holiday Wishes from WW Tire Service. They have 8 locations across central and eastern South Dakota. Serving you, WW Tire Service. And a happy new year, happy New Year's Eve, from The Good Stuff.